We'll start with praise him. Forever, Chris Tomlin one.
It's been
joyful the one who saves? unto your name.
Worship you. things, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Touching every heart, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart, I worship you, I worship you.
Come, thou long expected Jesus.
expected Jesus, born to set that people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee, Israel's strength.
Father, I thank you that we get to celebrate the birth of your Son the way that you made for us. And Lord, we long for your return. Yeah, to set all things right. Yeah. We praise you. Amen.
I'm just going to share a little bit.
Always take these words with a grain of salt, but I think this is going to just be a short message. Because it's really simple. It's actually really simple. And when I received this from the Lord this week, like I really do, I know it's from Him actually. And it's kind of this place of, is that it? Like, this is not complicated, Lord. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2, and then we're going to go to Luke chapter 2. So Matthew chapter 2. And it's again the Magi. I'm going to start in verse 9. After they had heard the king, meaning King Herod, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. The main verse that stood out to me is verse 11. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read a few passages from Luke 2 here. So we're going to start in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." "This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And then verse 25 and on a little bit. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law had required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, 'Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.'" The thing that stood out to me is all of these things happened and all of these things were said when Jesus was just a baby. And I know that's like, well, yeah, like we're celebrating Christmas, the baby Jesus. The Magi, like if you can picture it, they came to his house. So a lot of people think he's 2 years old. 2 years old is still a baby. They came to the house where they were staying, and they saw this little child, this baby, and they got on their knees and worshiped him. Jesus had done nothing for them at this point. He had arrived. That's all. He hadn't healed anyone. He hadn't calmed any storms. He hadn't cast out any demons. He hadn't died on the cross yet. He hadn't preached any messages. He hadn't revealed himself to the nations. He hadn't gone to the Mount of Transfiguration and his clothes shining like lightning. Nothing. He was just a child, and they worshiped him. And it's like so often, we are, "Oh Lord, do something for me and I will worship you." Now, we would never say that because we know that that's wrong. But let's face it, we have all had that in our hearts. If you do this, Lord, I will worship you. If you answer this prayer, I will worship you. If you show up the way I want you to show up, I will worship you. He was a baby. Had done nothing for anyone. This is the fascination of babies, right? And all of us, any of us who are parents know this. Grandparents, you know this. That baby shows up, you would die for that baby without even a moment's hesitation, right? That love, incredible. to bow down and worship this baby. What I was going to say about the other is, like, the baby has done nothing for you. They cry and they poop. And they start smiling a little bit after a while. Jesus was no different. He didn't come out of the womb casting demons out. I know we sing the song, "No Crying He Makes." Just so you know, not biblical. Now, it doesn't say he did cry, but it definitely does not say he didn't cry. I am sure he was like every other baby, because he's fully man, crying. I want food. I want to be changed. And they worshiped him. This is the simple message today. Jesus is worthy of our worship. Before he's done anything for us. Now, we live in an age now where everything has been done already. Like, we live in the age of we can look back and we see. We remember he did calm the storm. We remember he did heal the leper. He healed the blind. He healed the paralytic. He cast out demons. He, on the Mount of Transfiguration, he met with God the Father and talked with Elijah and Moses. He's already died on the cross and he rose from the dead. So we look back and we say, "You're worthy." So we live in that age afterwards. If they worship Jesus before any of this happened, how much more is he deserving of worship from us? Simply because of who he is. Simeon looked at him and said, "This is the salvation," right? "Sovereign Lord, as you've promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Jesus hadn't fulfilled any of it yet, except he had arrived. I want to encourage you. Yes, we worship the Lord for what he has done. So, answered prayer. Like, we've heard some answered prayers this morning. Yes, praise him for that. Thank him for it. Worship him for that. As we remember what he has done in the past and what he did at the cross, and like Tyler said, yes, we celebrate his birth, but the reason we celebrate his coming is because we know what happened. Like, he came to die. He came to save us, right? So worship him for that. But I would also encourage you, worship him simply for who he is. Period, full stop. Can you imagine? Just picture. Little baby in a manger. The very beginning, right? In a feeding trough. And you come and bow down and pledge allegiance before he's done anything. He's worthy. He's worthy. I'm not saying don't make your requests known to God. Make them. But I encourage you, as you make your requests, you say to the Lord, and you have it in your heart, "But I'm going to worship you either way. If you answer this request, I'm going to worship you, praise you. If you don't answer this request, I'm going to worship you, praise you." And I don't say this as theory. When we were unsure of Elijah's survival, and I was praying for Elijah's life, I can share with you, and please don't look at me here, right? Like, you know what I mean? But I can assure you, I prayed, "Lord, this is my request. And if you provide a miracle, he survives and he thrives, I will worship you. And if you take him to be with you, I will worship you. Because of who you are. You are worthy. He is worthy. That's the message I have today. I feel like I want to expand on it, but there's nothing to expand on. He is worthy. Maybe I should just take the next 20 minutes to say he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy of all glory and all honor and all praise. That's my message. I hope there's no questions with that. Maybe comments, though. If there's questions, that's fine too. Are there any questions or comments? Well, I'm going to pray. I don't know if... No? Okay. Just wanted to make sure I saw you pointing down there. Okay. Just was checking with Craig to see if he had a song. Lord, you're worthy. And we bend the knee. And we worship you for who you are. Emmanuel, God with us. We rejoice in you. And we give you praise. I would encourage you to go out rejoicing. May our hearts be filled with joy. We serve a wonderful, amazing God. Amen. Merry Christmas. God bless.
share something because, sorry, it's a little late for the comment and question, but yeah, today we talked about Simeon and Anna in Sunday school, and Anna, it talks about in the Bible how Anna was at the temple worshiping God day and night, and she hardly left the temple or didn't leave the temple, it says, and 84 years, and she was promised to see the Messiah, and she got to see baby Jesus. And so I don't know if you want to sing this in your head, but I just want to read the lyrics to the song. All the saints and angels, they bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee, O Lord.
Blessings.